بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما يقوله بعد تغميد الميت. Within the chapters on what to read, what du'as to make when visiting a sick person, and what supplications a person should make when he is also sick. Then we did the chapter on what a person should read when the person loses hope. What people should read when losing hope as far as life is concerned, from the outward symptoms, etc. What du'as should be made for a person. Now we come to another section that after, and yesterday we did the section on talqeen. The person is about to pass away, then he should be encouraged to recite kalima, but in such a way that the people around him are reciting and not insisting on him to recite. And now we do another chapter on what to read and what to say after covering the eyes of a deceased. عن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على أبي سلمة وقد شق بصره. أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she reports that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he came when أبو سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنه, his eyes were fixed. After a person passes away, you find that the eyes are open, they fixed in a gaze. فأغمضه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he closed the eyes. ثم قال إن الروح إذا قبض طبعه البصر فضج ناس من أهله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم then explained that when the ruh of a person is taken out, as the ruh is taken out, the eyes follow the ruh. So because the eyes are following the ruh, the eyes now focuses and remains in a stare looking at the ruh. So when the family had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining this, they obviously knew that he had passed away. So فَضَجَّ النَّاسُ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ, so the family started wailing and crying. فَقَالْ لَا تَدْعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ يُؤَمِّنُونَ عَلَى مَا تَقُولُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that only make dua of khair, because the malaika are saying ameen to whatever you are saying. Therefore at this point, as Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, that the kafiyat that overtakes a family, the close people, at the time when somebody passes away, very often that kafiyat, that thing that takes, the hal that takes over the people, people go in a certain state, in a certain frame of mind. At that time, very often, they waste those moments. Those are very precious moments. Like we find in this hadith, immediately after this, when they were crying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, don't say anything, only make dua of goodness, because at this moment, the malaika are saying ameen to what you people are saying. So the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that people waste this in crying, and sometimes even the wrong things are being said at that moment, because in that frame of mind. But rather, a person should put his tawajjuh towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beg and plead on behalf of the mayyit, plead on behalf of himself. At that time when du'as are being answered, don't waste those moments, those are very precious moments. So then, ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم himself made du'a, اللهم اغفر لأبي سلمة وارفع درجته في المهديين, هو الله سبحانه وتعالى, forgive أبو سلمة and raise his درجة, raise his ranks amongst those who are guided, واخلفه في عقبه الغابرين, and هو الله سبحانه وتعالى appoint a successor for him from those that are living, واغفر لنا وله يا رب العالمين. In other words, هو الله سبحانه وتعالى appointing a successor, يا مين, that whatever zarurat he would take care of, whatever work was done due to him, whatever work he was accomplishing and doing, assisting, etc., appoint somebody else now to take over and to do that work. What calm the person was doing, somebody else to do and take over that work. What a beautiful dua to make. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him also. Not forgetting even at those moments, we should be making dua for ourselves. يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went further in his dua, وَفْصَحْ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَنَوِّرْ لَهُ فِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expand for him his qabr and illuminate, brighten up his qabr for him. A very important point that comes out from this hadith is the thing about respect. Respect is such a thing, it's such a great thing, that a person is asked to respect the living. Have respect, show adab for the living. And even when a person passes away, a person has left, it's only his body that is left, the ruh is gone, but still show respect to the body. Therefore, close the eyes of this person. Then we are told and taught that if the person's mouth is open, then a piece of string or a piece of fabric should be used to tie that mouth so it closes, it stays in a closed position around the head and below the chin. The piece of fabric must be put. If the person's hands are not in a straight position, the hands should be put straight. The feet should be put straight. If possible, the feet should be made straight, and if something heavy, slightly heavy, could be placed on the stomach so that he doesn't bloat. All this is to show that extra respect to the meal. Can you imagine when the person is alive? Very often it happens that people show a lot of respect, the family, the children, they show respect to the body. Now, it is something that we have to do. But when that father was alive, when that mother was alive, when that senior was alive, at that time people never think that we need to show respect. After the person is gone, then people all want to show respect. Indeed, we got to show respect, but remember, when that ruh was there in that body, at that time also that respect was deserved. Respect is such a thing, it's such a thing, that it beautifies a person. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was going out, he would go out in the early days of Islam, he would go out and he would seclude himself. So on one occasion he had given a camel to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he told her, "Urfuqi ala hadhi," that take, show a lot of kindness, imagine, show kindness, show adab even to that camel. And in the hadith it comes that this was a untamed camel. It was didn't have any type of training, so an untamed camel is even more difficult to look after. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling her that take care. And then he said, "Inna rifqa la yakun fi shayin qattu illa zanahu," that rifq, that this kindness and this akhlaq and this adab is such a thing that if it is found in anything, it will only beautify it. It will make it that something that's already good, when rifq and kindness and akhlaq and adab is found in something, it will only beautify it. وَمَا نُزِعَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. And it is, this thing is out of a person, that adab, that akhlaq, that respect is out of a person. It will only destroy that person, it will only spoil. This person can be the very most intelligent person, he can be very, very good in every aspect. But if he doesn't have any type of respect in him, this person doesn't have anything, it spoils the person. So here we learn adab, which is such an important thing. Even to a dead body also, we should show adab. Recently, there was a person, his mother had passed away, so we went to visit him. So he's telling me, crying and telling me, he said, "Is your mother alive?" I said, "Gee." He said, "Do me one favor, that just go and hug her and kiss her. Because when that person is not around, your mother is not around, your father is not around, at that moment you'll just wish you could show that extra respect." A friend of mine is telling me that after 60 years, over 60 years have now passed, he says he regrets that when he was a child, that he caused extra pain to his mother by asking his mother to purchase him a pair of shoes that she couldn't afford. Because he knows the pain that he caused to his mother. After 60 years, he's telling me, "I'm still regretting at the age of 5 that I asked my mother to purchase me a pair of shoes that she couldn't afford." Later on in life, a person will regret, but it doesn't help too much. Although, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that we can say, "Isal al-Sahab." But the regret also is a good thing. But whilst people are alive, and whilst we got the opportunity of showing adab and showing respect, especially to our seniors, etc., we should go out of our way to show them that akhlaq, show them that adab, and show them that respect. Therefore, the poet so beautifully said, he said, "Fahm al-khatir, tez gardan nis rah, juz shikasta mi nagirat fazl shah." It is not about how intelligent the person is, how astute the person is. This is not the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in our intelligence and how many things we can memorize and how good we are at speaking. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at that broken heart. Nabi al-Islam is explaining, at this time when a person's heart is broken, that person turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fazl ash-sha', at that moment the person is getting the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's getting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what it is, how much we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how much adab and akhlaq we can show. Therefore they say if a person wants to gain altitude, like a person wants to go high like an aeroplane, he wants to gain altitude, the first thing he needs to do is to cut out the attitude. He needs to cut out the attitude, show gratitude to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and don't ever depend on your aptitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.